Hi there, listener. Thank you so much for tuning in to another awesome episode of The Random Bush Show. Just to let you know that there is some language and some content in this show that may not be suitable for everybody. Thank you so much once again for listening, and I hope that you enjoy the show. Thank you. Random Bush, back at it again. I'm Andrew Bush.
I'm Sean Random.
Yeah, you're listening to a really fun podcast. I'm glad that you guys found us and discovered us, and or if you haven't, if you're like a long-time listener or whatever, like, thanks for joining us as always.
Welcome to the party, all right.
if you're not familiar with our show, wait, did I already say that? No.
Well, it's Random Bush.
Yes.
So
yes,
you don't really know what you're going to get until you get it, and then it's sitting in your lap.
I like to think of ourselves as social
philosophy.
Yes, that's it. Social philosophy. That's what I was going to say. I was going to say that. It's like a social philosophy type deal.
Way of saying bullshit.
Thank you so much for finding us. Thank you so much for tuning in. And stay tuned, because we're going to be right back after a quick thing. I don't know what it is yet, but it's coming up right now.
Oh yeah, that thing! Today's episode is brought to you by Getting Lucky. I don't ever really get lucky. If I get anything at all, trust me, I earned it.
If you could be any animal other than a human being,
okay,
take your mind and place it into an animal, what sort of animal would you want to be? Whole kingdom of animal world.
Okay, so I can think like me. I think like a person.
Yes, but you're stuck in
I'm
the
not
animal.
Driven by instinct. I'm just yes. in this animal right. body. I right, can't right, can right. I talk?
No, well, you can talk in their animal talk. You're only limited to the physicality of
gotcha.
The animal. Yes.
Right. Okay. I'd like to have flight.
Yeah,
so
okay.
I'm thinking like a bird.
Yeah.
Flight would be nice. That mm-hmm. that seems like a very very fun thing.
Would you be able to do the things that birds do? Like, would you like to eat worms and build
shit.
Nests?
I might like to you know? Build a nest. That uh-huh. might be a fun project for a weekend. Like
right.
Just turn into a bird, spend the weekend flying around, building a nest.
You'd be like a regular little bird, like a little robin.
Oh, no, no, no. I
want to be like a big old hawk.
Yeah, I want to be something that's like, I don't want to be prey.
Uh-huh.
Like that's the scourge of being an animal. Like, we don't think about it because we're at the top of the food chain,
yeah.
but you could be just doing your animal thing, having a good animal time, and all of a sudden, turns out you're dinner.
I think that birds of prey, if they wanted to harass human beings a lot, they really could.
Sure.
Yeah. Would you go around like all of LA and like swoop up everyone's little yippy dogs and be like,
"Aah!" Oh, dude, that'd be so good just to see the look on people's faces.
Good. You would just be like, "Oh, bitch, oh, she's not
here's
cool."
Here's the situation I would play out.
Yep.
I would swoop down and pick up the dog. I would fly away at first, just see the look on the faces.
Right.
And then I'd play kind of like, "Oh, this is a really heavy dog." And I'd like float back down a little bit. And just when I got to a point when it'd be safe to drop the dog, I'd go ahead and let the dog
And go. They would run and up and be like,
"Yippee! Oh, Mr. Snuffles almost got eaten by a giant bird." And I'd wait for a moment because they'd just kind of stand there for a second and be kind of like, "Oh, it was so close." And then I'd come back for the second approach.
Swoop again.
Like, and they'd like totally see me coming because they're holding the dog
right,
at
right.
this point. And I'm just headed right towards their face like, "I'm getting that fucking dog."
Well, human beings are bigger though. So if they had a hold of their dog and they would whack you with their Gucci purse, you know what I mean?
Oh, man, yeah, she'd be terrified as I'm like coming at her.
Right.
I'd be screeching. She'd be so great. Just the look on her face like, "Oh, no."
Best way you could do it, just be like,
"I'm gonna get that dog."
However, you could do it if you can manipulate the way you can, because they have vocal cords that can make noises in a certain way.
I would want to be a talking bird, just like
uh-huh.
with a parrot,
uh-huh.
like a human intelligence.
That'd be fun too.
You could really fuck with people. "Hey, what does Polly say? Maybe you have halitosis, and perhaps you should look into a dental visit." "Well, this bird is really well spoken.
Wow. Holy
Actually,
God.
I was wondering if you'd like to discuss the works of Shakespeare.
Yeah.
Could we take a moment where I don't talk about crackers and we have some intellect to play?"
It would just be fun for people to be like, you would get this bird, and they'd be like, "Can you say hi, Jamie? Say hi, Jamie. Shut up, Jamie. No, hi, Jamie. Go kill yourself, Jamie. Hi, Jamie. Jamie, shut your hole."
No, even worse, you could really fuck with a family because these birds only repeat things that they hear.
Yeah.
Right? So you wait until, like, the wife is in the room by herself.
Yeah.
And then you start doing things like, I told you not to call here when my wife is home. I told you not to call when my wife is home.
Rat, get me with that big black dick.
Right, right, when the husband's, like, sitting in there. Like, what the hell was that?
What was that? You're a much better lover than my husband.
What the hell is this bird talking about?
You're choking me.
And now, random thoughts.
If you love something, you should let it go. And if it fucks all your friends, good to know.
On this episode of How to Get Away with Murder, Russian style, Vlad shares his advice.
Number one, gloves. I prefer leather. Thick, but not too thick. You want to feel life go bye-bye. But hands cold? No good. Number two, spitting on body. You probably want to spit on body. I want to spit on body. My mistress Vlada Tinkova, CSI Moscow. On show, when catch murder, 90% of time is because spit on body. Say with me. Do not spit on Boris. I mean body. I hate Boris. He die like dog is why I spit on him. Number three. Also say on CSI. No hair, no evidence. Plus, Vlada Tinka love no hair. She also have no hair. So smooth. Oh.
Зайди сюда!
Нет!
Ты мне нужен!
Нет, полздрука! I love you. So, sorry, where was I? Oh, yes, the murder. Advice number four, fingerprint. Sometimes, no time for glove, murder must now. So, if haven't already, remove fingerprint. Step one, very hot frying pan. Step two, vodka. Step three, cook fingertip in hot pan. Step four, drink vodka. If still pain, step five, drink more vodka. Step six, vodka, is good. Finally, advice number five for how to getting away with murder, Russian editions. Move body is very hard, so make easy by burn body. Better still, melt body in acid. Where get acid? Call my friend Yuri. He give you 10% off when use promo code DON'T SPIT ON BODY.
Thanks, Vlad. Next week, Sergey shares best knife practices on how to get away with murder, Russian style.
And now, thoughts from the bush.
Guys, I think I may be immortal. I have no proof, but as of today, I haven't died.
No, but you had said something about there was a vegan who was saying that his food was better than, or his meat substitute was...
Vegans and vegetarians are trying to, a lot of times, they make, like...
I always hate this argument, because it's an idealistic thing versus naturalism or something, I don't know.
It's not a bad thing, because the thing is that we do always crave meat. We do crave, like, a protein. If you were to talk, like... on your tongue, there's like salt, sweet, savory, and then there's this other one which is called umami. And umami is like the one of that protein taste. It's kind of like a proteiny, you know what I mean? Like a, I can't describe it. The best way I can say is that's what protein tastes like.
Right.
And
a meat
it's
taste?
Very, or... it's sort of like a meat taste, but it's very prevalent in every type of meat. Bologna, everything that is
hot
a living creature. Hot dogs, it's there too. Even if it's slight, it's still there.
Right, because it's the umami.
a lot of vegan food. We even tried to synthesize that flavor to put it on to like black bean patties, because they have like these bean patties where they have tofu. They use coconut
milk. Just to clarify, I've experimented with vegan cooking. And there is a lot of interesting things that can be done. Culinary science is culinary science. You can create good food with these ingredients. I just don't like, I have nothing against vegans. It's a choice, whatever. I don't want to make that choice. But I don't like that they make food to resemble food that they're trying not to eat. Like, if you don't want to eat chicken, then don't eat chicken. But you can't make a product called not chicken. Just create something else that's not chicken. you know what I mean? Like, or how they call them smart dogs. That just annoys me, because then through implication, I'm eating dumb dogs.
I think there's a bit, I'm going to be honest, I think there's a bit of prestige with like saying that you're a vegan. Yeah. At least in that mind. You could be like, no, Liz, I'm a vegan. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you have to kind of brag about it.
That doesn't mean anything to me.
Well, like, I mean, but some people say like,
I'm a vegan, and they expect you to be like, oh, you lift cars off of people. You're a hero.
Well, no, like, but like it is. Like, it really, like, people do think that though. If you are like, I'm a vegan, other people sometimes will be like, oh, I think that's really brave. I just couldn't do it. And it's like, it's not like joining Iraq, you know what I mean? Right. It's not like joining the army.
I don't think that at all, especially if you're bragging about being a vegan.
Yeah, I think this releases a little bit of like feel goods, you know what I mean? Like if I went around and told people that I'm a vegetarian, people are like, oh, good for you. I would be like, oh, of course I'm lying, here's and I would thing. Feel like a liar, so it wouldn't make me feel better.
But here's the thing, you've been compelled to tell people this.
Yeah.
I don't mind if I go, hey, let's go get lunch together, and they go, actually, I'm a vegan, and I didn't want to say anything. In that case, it's like, oh, okay.
People
but
long
if,
enough, you're going to find out that they're a vegetarian, because you're going to eat with them.
No, if somebody is a vegetarian, you'll find out right away, because they'll tell you.
I don't think that's true.
They'll be wearing a t-shirt that says it.
You can go a long time without knowing someone who's vegetarian.
No, in that case, it's acceptable, it's fine, that's a life choice. I'm talking about the people who, usually, they've been vegan for all of 3 days, and they probably won't be in 2 days, but for this 5 days, they're the most self-righteous asshole on the planet. You know what I mean? Like,
you think it's that fake? Like, people really go into these whole, like, I'm a vegetarian.
I know that there are people that do this.
Yeah.
They're the same people, like, they'll have 5 days of being a vegan, and then they'll come up with some excuse, like, oh, my protein levels were thrown way off, and I was, my vitamin B12 was way off, and that made my kidney hurt, so I had to eat meat. I didn't have a choice.
By day four.
It was my health. Okay, guys, so.
The doctor prescribed me meat.
Yes, he said, I must eat a steak.
Which I think your doctor might actually do. Like, if you're, like, if he's, like, checking, like, you do, like, a urine test, and he's like, what have you been eating? And they're like, just vegetables. And he's like, how are you getting your protein? And they're like, what?
Some people don't know that.
Yeah.
Like, there are people who take on a vegan, vegetarian lifestyle and don't provide themselves the appropriate.
And just eat lettuce and celery.
And they're like, I'm so healthy. You're emaciated.
Yeah.
We need to get you to the hospital. Yeah. You've got jaundice. Like, what's wrong with you?
They're all yellow. They're like, oh, God.
You're a Simpsons character. Let's get in the car. We're going to the hospital. Eat this hot dog. What do you mean it's bad for you?
You eat the
nitrates.
She bites into it and she's like, oh my God, I feel a million times better.
Right?
Like, just the color comes back in. You're just like, oh my God.
Oh, do you guys want to go for a
Holy
run?
Shit, I took
I'm
going to
finish this
bite?
Hot dog and then we're going for a run.
I took one bite, just one bite of that corn dog and I feel better? Yes.
Yeah,
that's all
that's
it
takes. That's the power of corn dogs.
Because, like, the problem is that you're saying is that it's like, if you're becoming a vegetarian, you have to be an educated vegetarian. You can't just be like, oh, no, I'm going off.
If you're
I'm just going to eat vegetables and that's it. It's no, like, you need to really think about what vegetables you're eating.
Yeah. It's a major life choice because it affects your health dramatically. Also, by making this life choice, if you do it wrong for too long, you could seriously affect your health in a way that'll affect you for the rest of your life.
How so? What do you mean? Like, what's the long-term effects of being vegetarian?
No, not being vegetarian, but doing it wrong. Yeah. Not providing yourself the appropriate vitamins and nutrients and da-da-da-da that you would get out of a normal diet. But if you were raised on a normal American diet and then you're 25 and you decide you're going to change your life and become a vegan, you have no idea how to do that. And so you just end up pretty much just eating fruits and vegetables. And like, yes, you're getting a lot of vitamins, but you're not getting any proteins or carbohydrates. Thank you.
Yeah.
And you need a balanced diet. It's about, you know, a little bit of everything, you know, that thing. And I don't know, I'm not a nutritionist. If you'd done that for over the course of like 2 years, you could become so sick, really would never get back to a healthy position. It'll just be about maintaining your poor health from that point forward. You're a sick person who pushes to stay alive. It's not about being healthy anymore. It's about being alive.
I would think that you could bounce back a little bit easier, like if you eased yourself into it. Like, oh, I'm gonna have
if you
a
just
bit
do
of
a
potato.
Little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, we're humans. We're very malleable.
like, if we could make health mistakes or like the terrible things happen. People get trapped in buildings for something and they don't have access to food.
I think about it like this. How crazy is it that there are people who are vegetarians, but no one has ever dared say, like, I'm just going to be a carnivore? Because that's an insane thing to say. Because
no,
you're going to
carnivores
that just eat meat. Just eat meat.
Sure. I mean,
no way.
I don't know anybody that just eats meat, but I'm sure that there are people who just eat. I'm sure that
I would like to talk to them too. How can
I'm
you
sure
just
that they
eat
have
meat?
Health issues as well.
That's a major health issue. They're going to have high cholesterol. It's going to be off. It's going
to
be crazy.
Well, it's because there's no balance. Yeah. You have to. You're not a cat.
That's why I think that saying I'm a vegetarian is a little bit crazy. Of course, though, you got to always think of the guy in the middle, which is bread, which is carbohydrates in and of itself, which are just that you need those there.
I've been told that bread is bad, but I've also been told bread is good. I don't know. But you're only supposed to eat the crusts. All the nutrients are in the crust. Fuck the rest of the bread. You got to peel the crust.
I don't know how this is called Sean has an existential crisis about bread. Go, Sean, go.
Peel the crust off of the bread, right? And there are glutens in the crust, but there's a lot of nutrients in the crust too. And you got to bite the bullet. If you want to get to those nutrients, you got to get there. But don't eat the rest of that fucking bread. That's the white fluffy part. You don't want any white fluffy inside of you. You just want the crust.
The bread is neither good nor bad. What is your stance on eating bread?
You just put your hands in the
You gotta make up your own damn mind on bread. I eat crust.
I don't know. I don't know how bread works. How do I, what do I do with bread?
I don't know how bread works.
Eat it. Do I not eat it?
Should I slice it? Do how I just grab a chunk of it?
How much of this bread should I eat? You just gave me a whole loaf. Should I eat the whole loaf? A half a loaf?
I'm freaking out. I don't
What's
know how to
going on with
loaf
this bread?
Bread?
I don't know what to do with this bread. I feel like people who are on diets do that with bread all the time. They look at it and they're like, I want it, but I can only have so much. Like, bread's such a struggle.
Well, I guess it's a self-control thing. But when you think about it, like white bread, like Wonder Bread, that stuff is not... Like, when you say bread, we're thinking of different things.
Yeah.
Like Wonder
You're
Bread.
You're thinking of enriched flour.
Yeah,
something.
And chemicals and weird. Yeah. Like that's addictive. Like, that food is actually addictive. Eating it makes you want to eat more of it.
Yeah.
And it also, they put chemicals in it to make you feel less hungry. Or not less hungry, but less full, so that you go and eat more of it.
Carbohydrates are usually complex sugars. They're these big, you've seen the molecular structures of them before. They're big.
Right.
And they break down... And eventually what your body has to burn is glucose. And, you know, you learned all this in it's like high school science stuff. But they're these big things. And bread is a big, complicated sugar. It's a complex sugar.
Right, yeah.
And it breaks down and it has to break down twice. Once, twice. It takes forever for your body to burn it off.
You're talking about complicated carbs.
Yeah,
and then,
but it takes forever for your body to burn it off. And it's what your body burns off. If it doesn't burn it all off in your metabolism, if you're not burning as much as you're gaining, your body will take that, turn it into a lipid, and store it in your body. That's what makes you fat. That's why they're bad for you.
But we don't really understand carbohydrates.
Yeah.
Like, most people just go, oh, dude, I don't do carbs. But there's actually two different carbohydrate trains. Mm-hmm. There's simple carbs and there's complicated carbs. Complicated carbs do take a lot longer to break down, but it's okay because they're healthy. They're supposed to take a long time to break down. That's your energy. It's like putting fuel in, the short chain carbs. That's like sugar. They burn off fast.
Yeah.
And what they do is they end up leaving behind.
Well, there's complicated sugars.
I'm not a nutritionist. Yeah. Once again, I'm not fill in the blank.
Right.
Let's play a game called What Sean Isn't.
What Sean Isn't. This is why I want to do. I want to have an expert in here. I want Sean to explain
and then
the
expert
way,
corrects
and then
me.
The expert just corrects you.
Actually,
which
Sean,
would be
you're
cool
completely
because,
wrong.
Yeah, which would be cool because I think that you're always along the correct lines.
I'm
it's just
usually
not
like parallel.
But you don't know the right words and you don't know.
And there's always some factor that I was like, oh, I never considered that, of course.
Where it's like, oh, let's break it down. But the way it's been explained to me is that your body, when it moves and turns and stuff and burns energy,
we gotta burn the fuel off.
Burns your carbohydrates. When your body's out of carbohydrates, you become hungry, and you want to eat.
Do you get run down and tired and kind of like lethargic?
Your blood sugar's low because carbs are sugars as well. Yeah, so I mean, you become like that, and you want to eat. After a while, if your body doesn't receive food, your mind goes, fuck this. We don't need carbohydrates. Let's just burn some of the old shit. That's your fat. That's your fat that's been stored up, which is just stored up glucose, glycogen shit that you have adipose tissue that is going to be brought back in, converted. Have you ever done that where you're really hungry and it's been so long and all of a sudden you're not hungry anymore?
Oh, yeah.
That's that shit kicking in. I figured it just passed. Yeah. Yeah. Like, you're burning fat now. You've gone into second reserves. You've now turned on the generator in your body.
Oh, shit.
The problem is with
that. I didn't know that. I'll just push through. Be like, I'm hungry now, but
well, the problem
I'm about
with
to
that
feed
is,
myself with my fat ass.
The problem is that as soon as you start feeding yourself again from that, your body goes, oh, shit, we need to store this stuff. So that doesn't happen again. So we're going to take half of it and burn it now and do the other half then. So not eating slows your metabolism. You've ever heard the thing where it's like, oh, eat five meals
right,
a day.
And then, right.
Because it speeds up your metabolism. So you're always burning.
Just to be clear, though, don't eat five meals a day. Eat five
smaller meals
a day.
Yeah. Exactly. Same caloric intake. Same 2,000.
Just over the course of time, it'll keep your metabolism running all day, which then makes it stronger like a muscle or something like
we
that.
We shouldn't be giving people advice
once again,
on this shit. We don't know
not
anything about
a nutritionist.
This is all stuff that like I read in books, but I don't have any degree in this sort of thing.
Today on Sean's Not a Doctor, Sean's going to explain something he hardly understands.
Yeah.
This is Sean Random. I just want to take a quick moment to get down on my knees and beg gratefully. I don't know if you've noticed, there's no advertising as of yet. I'm sure eventually we'll have to add it in. But as things stand now, we're creating this show from nothing. There's incredibly talented actors, writers, performers, stand-up comedians, musicians. There's so many people that are pouring their labor into this show. And you are in the unique position. You could forever be remembered as the person who introduced somebody to this show. I'm a little envious of your position, my friend. Please be encouraged to go out there and tell the world about how wonderful the program we got here. We're going to continue to create great episodes, but I'm depending on you to make the world aware that we exist so that people will come and listen to us. All right, thanks.
And that is the end of another Random Bush Show. Thank you guys so much from right here at our mobile podcasting studio in Vernon, California. Oh, well, this has been the Random Bush Show. Bye.